Welcome to the Fair Yerushalmi. We're holding a Megillah Daf Lamed Ches in the Art School Ois V'Odor edition, Perek Revi, starring Aloha Hey in the bottom of the Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. So the Mishnah Koyri B'Toyro Lo Yifchoid Mishloish Pesukim. Anyone who has Oyle LaToyro needs to read at least three Pesukim. For Lo Yikor LaMeturgamon Yoyseri Pesuk Echot. They would read the Toyro, and then the Meturgamon, the translator, used to translate it. Make sure not to read more than one Pasuk. So there may be no mistake, because people are learning Torah from the Meturgamon. Uba Navi Shloisha. The Navi does not teach you Torah. You don't have the actual mitzvahs in the Navi. So there you can translate three psukim at once. Ima Yushlosh to Shalosh Pashirs. If it's three psukim, each one its own parasha, Koyim Echod Echod, you read one by one. Then we're going to bring the example we find in the Navi, three psukim, each one its own parasha. Midalgim Ba Navi Ve Midalgim Ba Torah. You can skip from place to place in the Novi, but not in the Torah. Kedir is the Mishnah of the Bechesa Udalef. V'ad kamu medalek, akedishol yavsik haturgamon. How much could you skip in the Novi? As long as the Meturgamon is translating the Pasuk, so the Tzibur is now waiting, not doing anything. So while you read the Novi, the Meturgamon goes and translates it, and while the translation is happening, you roll the Novi. Rabbo Abreid Rav Chia Barbo Rav Chia B'Sharab Yichonon Hoya Koyri B'Toyer V'Nishtatek. Someone's got an aliyah and he had to stop in the middle, he could continue. Zeshuayim Etachtov Yetchil Mimoko Sheitchil Arishon. The one who replaces him should go back to the beginning where the first one started, including the bracha of the first one. In Tamar Mimoko Sheivsik, maybe he'll tell me that the second one will continue from where the first one stopped. So then Arishayim Yisbarachu Lifneim V'Lo Yisbarachu L'Acharim. So then it'll come out that the first one who stopped, he got the bracha before the aliyah, but not the bracha after because he stopped in the middle. Ha'achrein Yisbarachu L'Acharim V'Lo Yisbarachu Lifneim. And the next one will have the bracha only after, not before. V'chitiv Torez Shev Temimo Shdiyakula Temimo. Each one has to have its own brachas. So therefore, at least the second one goes back to the beginning and he does the bracha before and after. And this Gemara clearly goes, according to the Minhag, they have a bracha before and after each aliyah, and not only before and after the entire Kriyas HaTorah. Hoyso HaParsho Shel Chamisha Psukim Koyris Kulo. If there's only five psukim in the parsha, you should read the entire parsha. Lo Yasoken El HaKor Shloisho. If you read only three, says Shuoim Etachto, the one who's going to be the next aliyah, Tzich Likos Shnei Psukim Achorinim. You should read the next two psukim. He continues on. The Shloisho Parsha Ches. Read three for the next parsha. Why is that so? Bavli explains, because if he's going to read only one for the next parsha, then Nichnasi, the people who come in, they will think that they just started from this first pasuk, and they will think that one can have an aliyah of one pasuk only. So they have to read at least three pasuk for the next pasha. If what happens if he did not read three pasukim, read only one pasuk, is that an ikuv and he has to go back? Rav Yehuda went to visit the brother of Yehuda Bar Tamuzo, who was the krivid de Rav Yehuda Bar Chanino. He was the Kar Mishpacha of Rabbi Yisrael Chanino, Beknishto de Suvanyo. And that shul, they have a Taban of Yirmiyah v'Yikev. Rabbi Yirmiyah saw someone reading two Pesukim, and then next Pasuk, only one Pasuk, says he has to go back. Omar Avyonu Lev Yoiso v'Koyfin, he asked, do we have to force this to read three Pesukim? Only V'Arabcho Me'akev. Look, Rabbi Yirmiyah said it's Me'akev. So Rabbi Yirmiyah of Shimon Shoro, that's his name, if he made a mistake and he mixed up one word with another word, he has to go back. Do we actually do that? Is that a question? Even if he made a mistake in one letter, instead of saying the im, he said veim, he just added the letter vav. And the meaning did not change, still he goes back. If you made a mistake at Kriyas HaTorah. So when Shimon Safo the Tarmanas, the Shimon, he was the Bal Koyre of this place. Omali Bnei Karte, so the people in the city said, Koto Bedibirayo de Krenun Baninon. Meaning, stop the pasuk in the middle, so our children can read the next part. Reb Chaim brings two explanations. Either it means to read the Torah, you can read the first the part of the pasuk, and our kids will read the second part of the pasuk, because it was hard for the kids to read a full pasuk. Or is referring to the Targum. We want you to stop in the middle so we can translate it, so our children will know the Targum. Also, Shalom Chanino, keep the house of Chanino what to do. Only in Katin Rachel Dishman learn. Even if they cut off your head, don't listen to them. For the Shomulin, so he actually did not listen to the Bnei Yair. For Sharon Lee Mitzavuzo, so they fired him for being in the balcony. But so Yoimi Nochos Locho, after some time, he came there to Shol. Come here, Shirin Ben Yoniso. Shirin Yoniso met him. Only Ma'atovit Bahu Kartoch. What exactly happened in your city? Tiny Louvre, they told him what happened. Omelev Lamalu Shamasto, why didn't you listen to them? Omelev Avdin Ken, can I listen to them? Omelev Elena and Mikatin Lun Besidro, don't we do the same thing? Where is that? That the Rebbe who teaches the Talmidim, he stops the Pasuk in the middle. So for children, you do stop the Pasuk in the middle. Omelev Elena and Chazu Mikalin Lun, yeah, we could stop when we teach it, but then you have to go repeat it to do the whole Pasuk together. Because we don't stop in the middle of the Pasuk. Pasuk Shle Pasuk Kamosh, we don't stop in the middle. If this Balkoi was in my time, I would make him a Chacham because he knew so well the Alochas and he was so makbid on them. Continues the Gemara, referring to what the Mishnah said, that if there's three Psukim in the Navi and each one is his own Parsha, so then you have to translate each one on its own and don't do three at one shot. What is the case? You have three Psukim and each one is his own Parsha. So Rav Omar Kegoin is reading a pasuk from Yeshayo. It says, "Hoy Rav es Yoytzoy." So there you have three pasukim, each one is his own parsha. Continues the Gemara Medalgi Menovi Ve'Ei Medalgi Metoyi. You can skip with the Novi, but not in the Toyo. Says the Gemara Medalgi Menovi Ei Medalgi Menovi LeNovi. Even though you could skip at a Novi, but now between one Novi to another Novi, within the same Novi, you could skip from one place to another. Continues the Gemara Medchesam with base. If it's Treyasar, which is all considered to be one safer, you can skip from one to another. The reason why you don't skip the Sefer Torah is because you don't want to roll the Sefer Torah in the Rabbim. So my Rabbi said, boy, what happens if you're now rolling so much, you're just going from one place to another, it's a very small skip. You don't skip because Torah needs to be read in order. If you start skipping, people will forget and not know. You have to learn in the right order. Something more about Tanino, and it says in the Kabbalah Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol Koyre Achrei Mois VeAch Ba'Asur. He skips. He reads Achrei Mois and then he skips Ach Ba'Asur. Something more Shani. The answer is Shu Sidur Shel Yoim. That's the Kri of the Yoim. So therefore, you skip. It's not the reading the regular Torah. Teda Lechol, it's different over there. Why? You never can read Torah Baal Peh. But there you keep, you read part of the Torah with the word of Parshas, the Parsha that you read from Chumash Bamidbar, you read it Baal Peh. So you see it's different. Rav Yoiso Bavka Le Bar Ulo Chazono, the Krishto de Baal Hayo. Rav Yoiso ordered Bar Ulo, who was the Shamish, who was the Gabbai of the Shul Baal Hayo, Kadi Chado Rayo, if you have only one Sefer Torah, you have to read two different parshas. To have a gvila achrei parachto, roll the Sefer Torah behind the parachas, meaning between behind a cover, so it won't be in front of the tzibur, so it won't be tiochet the tzibur. So at least it won't look like you're doing it in front of the tzibur to do tiochet the tzibur. Kadeinu tarti, if you have two Sefer Torah, to mevayil chado ma'isechado, bring back the one Sefer Torah, take out the other, so you read the two parashas, two different Sefer Torah. So Gemara Deichon, when you can skip in the Navi, how much can you skip? That Pasha is four Pesukim, that's where you can skip at the Navi. So the Maskan of the Sugya is, in the Torah you can't skip because you have to read in order. And the Navi you could skip as long as the Tzipur is not waiting and the Turkoman is still translating the Pesukim. So you can go roll the safer. But more than that, you can roll the Navi as well. As we mentioned before, Poyrus Hashma was the way that if someone came late to Shul, it was part of what the Chazan did, meaning there was a special part that you do Shema, the first bracha of Shema, not the second bracha, it's called Poyrus Hashma. So this is just a reference of someone becoming the Chazan for Kriya Shema, and here it's even he could do part of it, but it really reference every time someone's a Chazan for Kriya Shema. The one who's Maftir Navi, you give him the Shema. He's the Chazan in general. Which means, the Prei Moshe explains, he's the first one to say the Nesias Kapayim if he's a Kohen. If he is a Kotos, he can be a Chazan. So his father or his Rebbe can be the ones getting the jobs that he cannot do, they do it instead of him. So the Gemara understands that we're just giving you that the order, the sequence of what the one who's in charge has to do. He has Shema, he has Oivel Vinat Evo, and he has to do the Novi as well. So why are you not saying it in order? Shouldn't you say in order ha-poyrish is shema hu oy v'liv ne'atev avu noy says kapov and then say novi. So the reason we say like this is say in order to encourage someone to do aftar in the Navi, we give him all the other kibbutim. So the Gemara's medag the Mishnah. The Mishnah says oivri mal yoder. Mashra oivri lifnei hatevel. Mashra poyrish shema. He could do. Next Mishnah will see that he can't do poyrish shema. So why then in our Mishnah doesn't sound that way? Our Mishnah is talking about that he did bring two heirs. But still, to be a chazen, at least chazen kavua, he should not have until nismal is kan, until he has a full beard. And that's the covet of the tzibur. So we talk about he was someone who was above bar mitzvah, but he's still not an adult. So that's why he can do prayers to Shema. But the next Mishnah is talking about that he's a katan mamish, he can't do prayers to Shema. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah, Daf Lamed Ches.